Pop-Off makes you think.
I can't believe you just said that.
Pop-Off links to lifestyle.
If you're happy, you'll be successful, you'll have the right relationships, and you'll make choices that are healthier for you.
Pop-Off makes you smile.
He said, I don't want you pulling his tail or riding him or sitting on him. He said, and if you do that, he said, I will give you a Lassie puppy next year.
Are you serious? Did you get one?
Oh, yes, I did.
Now it's time to Pop Off with Mary Jane Pop.
You bet. It's that time again. Hi, Mary Jane Pop here. Welcome to the Pop Off Radio Show. Got a good one for you today. Had to make a change in my promos during the day. I had mentioned that we were going to have Dr. Stephen Moravec with us talking about, you know, good mouth health, you know, and how it controls your body and how it, you know, can cause major problems in your body if you have bad teeth or bad gums and that type of thing, and even with braces and all that kind of stuff. Well, he had an emergency, a family emergency, so we have another guest who's going to just knock your socks off. A little bit later on, we will be talking with Dr. Don Irwin. You know, if you have pain, it ruins your life. I mean, let's be honest about it. It could be pains in your legs or your neck or your arms or whatever. And it can really, you know, your whole life changes when you have to deal with pain every single day. And a lot of people do. And I always have Dr. Irwin on periodically to remind you that there are ways to deal with that pain, whether it's sciatica, could be an injury, could be an accident, could be fibromyalgia. I mean, there's a ton of things that cause people pain, and they have to live with it. Well, not according to Dr. Irwin. And he is not your typical chiropractor doctor. He is a NUCA chiropractor, and that's different. Believe me, I know. I had to go to a traditional chiropractor for a very long time, twice a month, they told me the rest of my life, until I found Dr. Irwin. And I've been going to him ever since. And so I like to let everybody know that there are other possibilities out there that can change your life. And I, believe me, I know about the pain. I have two herniated discs in my neck, and they wanted to do surgery, and I said, get away from me. And I, that was back in, what, 2000? I guess it was 2000, 1999, 2000. And I haven't had to have the surgery since. Yeah, so, you know, if I can have it, you know, help me in my life, I want to be able to help you in your life. Talking about helping, music. What does music do for us? Can it help us? Is it good for your mental stability? Is it good for overall health? Well, this one just might surprise you. Stay with us. It's Pop Off, and you know we always do.
Well, I could just sit around making music all day long. As long as I'm making music, I know I can't do nobody wrong.
Well, Mac Davis said it, and I've got someone else who's saying it. Do you believe in music? Well, there's actually a study out of, and I'm probably slaughtering the name, Juntendo University in Japan, and they found that listening to music had actually positive effects on the body, like improved heart rate variability and increased blood flow volume. And while the music was playing, participants were actually significantly more relaxed than when it was not playing, as the music helped to regulate their stress response syndrome. Now, this doesn't come as any surprise to Dr. Kenny David Fine. It's Davin, D-A-V-I-N, Kenny Davin Fine. He believes it. He is a gastroenterologist and prolific singer-songwriter who calls himself a physician musician on a mission. I love it. Now, Dr. Fine provides actually uplifting feelings through his own music that he calls rockspirational and health in music for goodness sake. Well, we're going to check that one out. Well, we got some of his music that we're going to listen to also. Nice to have you with us, Dr. Fine.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
Okay. What does music heal, and why does it heal?
Well, so studies have caught up with the age-old knowledge that music can make us feel better, it gives us energy, it can change our mood from bad to good, obviously, or good to bad, sadly. And studies have shown from premature babies all the way to aged adults with, you know, dementia and such, that there are positive effects of music. The study that you quoted was showing at a very kind of targeted place in the body, the autonomic nervous system, that it affects, you know, the organs, the internal organs, but certainly the brain and the elderly, you know, nursing home patients. It's shown to help healing after surgery, just like having a loving spouse has, for example, or laughter, or even prayer. And so music is affecting our body and probably our spiritual energy as well at the same locales that things like love and laughter and happiness do.
And pets. You know, that's another one, animal companions. They do the same thing. They calm people down. So but doesn't it depend on the kind of music? I don't think hip-hop or rap is going to make me feel better.
You know, that's actually true, and it's been studied with a very specific methodology called behavioral kinesiology. Your chiropractor might use that modality. It's often tested as muscle strength testing. Uh-huh. Oftentimes, the patient holds his arm out, and then the practitioner tests the strength of resistance.
Oh, yeah, I've done that.
And the reason why rap music can be weakening to the body, it seems, and from the studies, is that oftentimes it has what we call a syncopated beat rather than a regular heartbeat-like beat. And so music that is automatic, rhythmic, or non-syncopated, like a heartbeat, like the uterine blood flow that the babies hear that we now use in baby monitors to calm the babies, that's the rhythm lifelong that we tune into. And music that does not seem to have that next beat that your nervous system is expecting throws you off and it weakens you.
Gotcha. Now, would that hold true for, like, maybe rock and roll or heavy metal, that type of thing?
Well, so that's been specifically studied, too. And it turns out that the rock music that has become known as classic rock does not have any weakening effect on the body. Classical music actually is the most universally strengthening, interestingly. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and it's not just heavy metal. It's probably the kind of heavy metal that's associated with very negative lyrics. People tend to call that death metal. Horrible name, horrible, in my opinion, anyway. So death metal, the real negative lyrics and intention will be weakening, whereas most other music, provided that the beat is rhythmic, seems to be strengthening, and that probably carries over into the body as being good for your energy, good for your, you know, spiritual energy, and we call it life force, actually, and
sure.
It seems to be something that comes out of the thymus gland right in the middle of your chest, actually.
I would think probably that the classical would be at the top of the list, because if you really look at rock and roll or some jazz, some blues, it's all based on the classics. It's just a slightly different variation on the theme.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so those are good. But yeah, something like, because hip-hop and rap, I just don't find that music. I have a problem with that. I was an opera major, believe me, and I know the classics. And I'm not saying all classics are great either. But doggone it, you know, I don't think they are remarkable in how they can, you know, rap the music and it's like poetry and that type of thing. But that's not music. That's Johnny One Note, you know?
Yes. Well, and, you know, there's clearly a generational aspect to this. Of course, rock and roll, the generational music to separate teenagers in the 50s and 60s. But, you know, again, this has been studied, and just like the study that we're quoting in the press release, you know, this is really affecting us at our physiologic level.
Yeah.
And so that can't be argued with.
And lyrics, too. I mean, lyrics have a great impact. You know, you hear nasty stuff, and it's like, really? I don't want to. That's not part of my life. I don't want to have nasty lyrics about, you know, saying really disparaging remarks about people. No, that doesn't make me feel better.
Well, believe it or not, with the same method that I've been quoting, cuss words weaken people universally.
Wow.
Even the word no or the word hate. And in fact, we often use to test. Sometimes people don't respond to the method, so we'll also often have the patient say yes, say love, and those are the strengthening words. And then if they say no or hate, they'll go weak.
Yeah. Or laughter. I mean, some hospitals, I think, were smart enough, you know, within the last maybe 5 or 10 years, that when people are healing or they're going through some pretty nasty stuff, they show old comedy routines, slapstick stuff, so people laugh. Laughter is also a good, healthy thing, too.
Yeah, that's been studied. I've put that forward in some of my conferences. But, you know, there's a kind of a classic book written by a very well-known writer in the 60s. I think the book came out in the 70s. It was called Anatomy of an Illness by Norman Cousins.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's almost unbelievable that this topic has come up, and the topics that you mentioned about your canceled guest and your upcoming guest. These are things that are both very prominent in my life. I'm a chronic pain patient with arthritic back problems since I was a teen. And so it turns out the back problem that I have is the very disease that this Norman Cousins got in his young adulthood, and it was starting to be crippling for him. And I don't know if you've heard of this book, but he's the one that used old Marx Brothers and Three Stooges movies to laugh and cure himself. And part of it was that he wouldn't accept his prognosis.
Mm-hmm.
That the doctor said, you know what, you only have about 6 months before you're going to be near crippled, and he wouldn't accept it. And I'm not sure how I did read the book recently, and I forgot how he got on the laughter, but he realized that, you know, that he had a toxic exposure, something that we all can have in this day and age.
Sure.
And then, you know, the depression, he was kind of keying into the morose attitudes of the hospital environment and this negative prognosis. And you know what? Luckily, there are people. I happen to admit that, you know, I'm prone to not, you know, being my own man, so to speak. And also, I believe in eternal positivity, you know, the power of positive thinking, so to speak.
Yeah.
So anyway, laughter is indeed, can be healing. And I think it actually works in the same mode that this love and prayer and music and animals.
And like we have that. Such a negative society today. You know, we're so polarized, so much hate going on. There was that video that came out of these young people from a parochial school in Washington, D.C. And, you know, they're wearing hats to say "Make America Great Again." That's okay, you know. I don't have any problem with that. But then, when you face off with a Native American elder who's beating a drum saying and this is a veteran. he's a veteran. I can't think of from Vietnam. And he's trying to beat the drum saying, calm down, everybody calm down, because there was another group of people there. They called themselves Hebrew Israelites, and they were chanting. And I mean, this nasty stuff that's going on with people. No wonder, you know, can't we put them all in some kind of little cloistered room and play some soothing music and get them to calm down a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Now, you do a thing called rockspirational. Now, what is a rockspirational music?
Well, that's actually the title of my latest CD release, my 11th and 12th release I put together in a double album package. And, you know, about 5 or 6 years ago, I started using the concept of my music would be, or really even my mission, for goodness sake. And so it's health and music, for goodness sake. Sometimes I say rock and blues, for goodness sake.
Uh-huh.
My music is mostly rock, country rock and blues. But, you know, I have almost for the entire length of my recording career, and I do have 12 releases, and this has spanned over about 17 years. You know, sometimes I do inspirational songs or even a whole album that would be inspirational,
okay,
and sometimes just music. Well, I wanted to put those concepts together, and that's why I released the double album. So one of them is more the rock, and one of them is more the inspirational. And so it basically says that, you know, it's not religious. Unfortunately, you know, there is a big music movement. It's mostly a Christian music movement, and that's good. But if you're not Christian, and I'm not, but you still want to inspire people with music, there's really no other genre than New Age to be.
Yeah.
And so in a way, I was trying to almost create a new concept of or genre where, you know what, it's okay to say my music's going to inspire you, it's going to uplift you, it's going to heal you, and it's also going to just be great music and entertain you. So
what are your songs had to do with looking back at 1979 and say it's, you know, basically it's always going to be 1979, right?
Well, that's one of my, you know, that a lot of songs of mine come to me just spontaneously, and that one did on a given day. But, you know, if you don't like what's going on around you, then imagine it's something else, you know.
Yeah,
and, and the truth is, you talked about the negativity and how widespread that is. I think that, unfortunately, that's a big business, you know, disease, depression. You know, antidepressants are the number one prescribed drugs in the world. And, you know, that was a song that maybe, you know, I'm a little bit of a nostalgic type. I also have one of these lifelong fantasies of being a time traveler. And I even wrote that into the lyrics at the end a little bit, if I could go back in time. You know, and it's even debatable in physics. Could you go back in time separate from your life, or must it be in your life? But, yeah, so, it, you know, that's, and that's a sweet song because it's kind of remembering, you know, my youth and the good times, you know.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of it and find out what was so special, okay?
All right.
If it was 1979, I would go and find a diamond call just to get you on the line, to say the words to make you mine. I'd use the words that help me best opine to confess my state of mind as a single guy who wants to get entwined with a pretty little girl like you, so fine. Clearly define that special way we
I tell you, that is very inspirational, and it does feel good to hear. It's a story. You're telling a story, right?
Exactly. I'm a songwriter, and therefore I'm a storyteller.
Yeah, and a lot of the songs that we hear these days are not stories. They really don't tell the story. Now, you've worked in the recording studio with Grammy and Oscar-winning producers since 2001. Have you always played this kind of music, or was that your beginning?
Yeah, you know, I think musicians tend to draw from their youth and the music. You know, I like to read about successful artists, let's say musical artists. And, you know, almost all anybody that's like born from 1940 to 1950 will talk about their experience with Elvis or the Beatles and how that made them want to be rock stars. Now, it's interesting that I'm younger than those people, but Elvis touched me at a very young age, not on TV. I was too young for that. But in the early 70s, there was an Elvis record being sold on TV for the first time, and I had to have it. And it was the first record album I bought of many, many that I subsequently bought and collected. So, you know, I tended to like, in my youth, classic rock, southern rock, we called it, which is kind of blues-inflected, and then a little bit you might call country rock, the classic form of country rock, whereas today a lot of country does sound like rock.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I think. You know, and then folk, too, you know, electric folk maybe more. But I do play acoustic guitar and harmonica, so on any given night I can show up like Neil Young or Bob Dylan in their acoustic way, or, you know, the Birds in a country rock combo, or you know, just more classic rock and blues.
Now, when you do a lot of traveling, and
I do.
Who's your audience?
Well, usually my for the last 10 years or so, I have stopped segregating my audiences. Whereas a lot of times, I'm also a doctor who's very expert. I'm the doctor that brought gluten sensitivity into the public realm. So that was very popular in the early 2000s and mid-2000s.
Uh-huh.
So I traveled extensively to get that message from my medical research, how I discovered about gluten sensitivity, and I developed a test for it that's available online at interalab.com. That was a big pioneering breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, about 10 years ago, I thought to myself, to take what I want. And what I wanted is I wanted to be a health educator and informant, but I also want to sing and play music for people and share that art with people. So my audiences over that time have been both health performances and musical performances, which is where the concept of health and music, for goodness sake, came from. And then in 2018, it morphed just enough with a new line of products. Ironically enough, my line of products is called Oro-Intestinal Fitness, and it relates to the fact that your oral flora and your oral hygiene have to be healthy to even have a healthy intestinal flora.
Yeah.
And diseases of the, especially inflammatory diseases, especially as they relate to this gluten and other food sensitivity, what goes on in your intestine will go on in your mouth, because your mouth is the opening of your intestinal tract. So your missing guest is now being supplanted by my expertise in that. But in 2018, I launched that new line of products, and I created an event called Finer Health, Finer Life, a Traveling Musical Medicine Show. And so usually my audiences are people who mostly want to come for exceptional health, and today, and the movement that we're now putting forward in the media is that if you want a physician, musician on a mission to share his music with you, well, then you're bound to get healthy from that as well.
I love it. Now, you've got a couple of other songs, and I'm going to close the interview that we're doing now with the 4,000-year anticipation. What did you mean by that? I haven't listened to it.
Well, that is a beautiful song, interestingly written by a special woman that I know from your hometown, interestingly.
Oh.
And we both come from cultures that have been present for 4,000 years. And I had this idea that perhaps it took us 4,000 years to finally meet. And so 4,000 years of anticipation kind of touches on the concept of past lives and how many years it takes sometimes to find the one you're looking for.
What culture?
Chinese and Jewish, interestingly.
Wow. That's a switch. I mean, that's an unusual combination.
Well, the only cultures that I'm aware of, maybe also Indian, I suppose, and natives in the world.
Uh-huh.
You know, in modern society, the Chinese and the Jews can trace their histories as being continuous for that long, and that's not too common.
Amazing. So, bottom line, last question for and then I'm going to get your website and everything so everybody knows. What do you think of today's music, seriously?
Well, you know, I tend to see myself and society in general in a more generalized way, in other words, that we're not really that different than those that came before us. And so, you know, I'll admit my age. I'm in my mid-50s. I've been, you know, really into music since I was in grade school, which was in the early 70s. And, you know, I think most of us tend to hold on to our musical tastes from our earlier days in life.
Oh, sure.
Now, I'm one that embraces new ideas. I'm not so much into new technology, frankly, and I was kind of a medical pioneer to go online full-time with my website, finerhealth.com, and the enteralab.com for the gluten and food sensitivity testing. But, you know, it kind of opened up the idea, like, you know, I can be a musician and a physician. What's wrong with that?
Absolutely.
And so, on the one hand, I will say that, you know, new music is just not reflecting my musical consciousness. And so, to tell you the truth, I think as music has changed, pop music, as we would call it, I have to say that I would not have so much enjoyment listening to that. In fact, you know, sometimes you're on hold on the phone and
they
put, you know, a radio station on or whatever satellite. Like, oh, I don't know if I can handle this hold.
Yeah. I hear you. Well, now, if they want to find out what you're up to, of course, they can go to finerhealth.com to talk a little bit about your background with being a gastroenterologist and the creator of this oro-intestinal fitness products. But if they want to find out about your music, where do they go to?
So my name, you said it in its full name, KennyDavinFine.com. Or sometimes that middle name throws people, so KennyFine.com will land you there as well.
Fantastic. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us today, and I know you did it on kind of a last-minute thing because of the problems with Dr. Morovic and his family emergency, but I appreciate it, and I give you kudos. Keep up the good work because we need more music in our lives.
Thank you so much, and the pleasure's all mine to be here, and I'm glad I could make it work with my schedule. So thank you for allowing me to.
You betcha, because I know you've been very busy and you're on the road, et cetera. So, again, that's great. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. And you can go to Kenny Fine. That's like the word. It's fine, I would say. F-I-N-E. Kenny, K-E-N-N-Y, fine.com. And we'll finish out with that 4,000 years anticipation.
4,000 years of anticipation, 100 lives going home, never forgetting the main destination, holding on to love for 1,000 years more.
Hi, This is Mary Jane. In 1980, Nobel Prize-winning Dr. Roger Sperry said 90% of the brain's output is directed towards maintaining your body around gravity. Therefore, the less energy is used for one's posture, the more energy is available for healing, digestion, and thinking. At Symmetry for Health, their patented postural correction system, along with the state-of-the-art float therapy tank, is your solution to a pain-free life. If nothing at this point has helped you, what do you have to lose? I do it, and it works. Go to TrySymmetry.com or call 916-467-7764 and schedule your first session today and receive 50% off if you mention Popoff. That's TrySymmetry.com or call 916-467-7764 and check out Patrick Mummy's new book, Symmetry, The Physics of Pain and Becoming Pain-Free. Symmetry, a balanced body equals a balanced mind.
No more soap operas, Sheila. It's been 5 days in a row.
I am not watching a war documentary, Irv.
Just give me, let me show you. Can you give me a minute?
I don't want to see them in the 4 minutes that you've been arguing. Someone 65 or older was hospitalized because of the flu or flu-related complications.
If you're 65 or older, ask your healthcare provider about which flu vaccine is right for you. Visit nfid.org/flu alert to learn more.
I love our pets. They're family. Mary Jane Pop here. I want to tell you how Rick and I keep our pooches clean, shiny, and healthy, too. We've been using first-in-line grooming products since 1996. That's when founder Judy Davis introduced us to her amazing products. Owners and groomers rave about first-in-line. The shampoo is hypoallergenic and rinses residue-free. The conditioner moisturizes, and it's oil-free. It doesn't matter what breed or color. First-in-line is the answer. I really want you to try first-in-line, so I have a special deal for you. Go to firstinline.com. That's with number one, and check out the products. When you order, put Pop Off in the comments box and get 15% off your entire order. Or call 775-782-6625 and mention Pop Off. That's firstinline.com with the number one, or call 775-782-6625. 15% off. I know you'll love First in Line. Your pet deserves to be first in line with First in Line.
So you'll be really here. I'm your doggy.
What a natural today. These two topics really fit a lot together. I'm going to be talking with Dr. Don Irwin about this, too. But if you're living with pain, then it's time to make some adjustments in your life. And perhaps some practical tips can be had with Nuka chiropractor Dr. Don Irwin for a new year and a new you, so you don't have to suffer with all that pain. Dr. Irwin, always a pleasure to have you with us on Pop Off.
Thanks, Mary Jane.
I was just talking to another doctor, Dr. Kenny Fine, and he is a gastroenterologist, but he's also a musician and songwriter. And fabulous. Some of the music that he plays is just excellent. And we were talking about music being a healer. And I think that it does. There is a certain extent of truth to that, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I think that, obviously it soothes the soul, and it can calm you down, and stress is such a major component, and that's going to help relieve a lot of that.
Unless you're listening to hip-hop, rap, or or what is it, heavy metal.
Yeah, right. Depends on the person. Yeah.
You bet. Now, we're into a new year. A lot of people made, all their New Year's resolutions, which probably most of them are all, thrown out the window by now.
But, yeah.
Some ideas on how to keep the body fit and healthy. We talk about these over and over again, but it's the practical stuff. You sometimes just have to be reminded about them, don't you think?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that, especially in the new year, people get really, fired up and gung-ho, and they're going to go out and make all kinds of changes, and that's all great. But I think that we need to focus on basics, and I think you need to focus on what you can stick with for the entire year. I think burnout is a major factor. So, looking at basics that a person should be able to stick with, of course, you have nutrition, you have exercise, and you have, other things that will help your soul. You have things like music, of course, meditation.
Sleep. Yeah.
Sleep, absolutely. So even things like, if you're a religious person, getting back to church, things of that nature that, because I think that we have three, you have your spiritual, your physical, and your mental components of health, and you have to address all of them, and it can be really complicated. So, again, keeping it simple is important, And you just have to figure out what's right for you as far as that goes.
Absolutely. And it doesn't make any difference. So many people say, oh, well, you know, I just have all these problems. And they have a real negative attitude. I have a loving brother. I love him to bits and will always. But he's so negative. You know, he's got some problems right now, some physical problems. And anytime you tell him, now you got to think positive. Well, and he'll go the negative route. And it's like, I want to slap him up the side of the head. You know, I just don't know what to do. We've got to have a positive attitude, even like, you know, when they come to you. Got to have a positive attitude about the whole thing, or why do it?
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, I take care of so many people, so many varieties of people, and somebody might come in with a, you know, which is a relatively minor symptom that, albeit, you know, affects their life compared to so many other people, it's a minor. And, of course, they just become so devastated and they think so negatively, and it takes their care down a notch or two. It takes longer to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa. You have people that come in with life-changing, devastating injuries that if they keep the right attitude, they're going to do better, faster. And, you know, being happy is the name of the game anyway. And sometimes that can be a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you need to make that choice the best you can and take that, you know, just take action and you control what you can control and forget about what you can't.
And especially talking about the negative aspect of it, I mean, we don't have to. All you have to do is listen to the news. That'll do it to you. It's all negative. It's hate. It's my way or the highway on everybody's side. It's like, really, I love the idea of compromise, but I don't think anybody really understands the word compromise anymore. Compromise means nobody's happy. You know, it's really.
Right.
Not
right.
Totally, anyway. You got to give up something to get what you want. And that's what compromise is. And we've kind of thrown that out with the, you know, the trash. And that's too bad.
Yeah, you're right. And I think that right now things are so polarized in so many ways. And you wonder, you know, chicken or egg thing, if people are acting that way because they're unhappy, if they're unhappy because of these circumstances. But it seems like it's getting a bit worse. We've got to kind of keep each individual person as happy as we can be to help that along the line.
You betcha. Now, you work with such a variety of cases. I mean, accidents, people who've, you know, are not only injured, but sciatica and fibromyalgia, and people who are sitting in front of a computer 8 hours a day. And people think, oh, well, that's no problem. You're sitting. Oh, that's a problem, right? Being in front of a computer?
Huge problem. That's number one. That is, you know, if I take care of a contractor, in their mind, you know, they're, you know, beating themselves up. And they are. Obviously, it's very physical work. But those guys seem like they're always a little, they always respond more quickly than the person sitting behind the desk.
It just, really?
That is a trauma. Whether you put your spine in the exact wrong position, you know, it flattens out your low back, which it shouldn't be. It curves your upper back too far, and it flattens out your neck. And so all the curvatures of your spine go the opposite direction when you sit for extended periods especially. And it's hard. You know, we give advice, and we all know how to be ergonomic.
Yeah.
But if you have to be focused at all times, and if you get into your work and your adrenaline's going throughout the day, you're going to forget. And after 8 hours of that, after 30 years of that, that can take its toll.
Well, and not only that, then you come home and guess what you do? You get on your computer again.
That's so right. Or you sit in front of the television. But either way, you're flattening out that spine and you're shortening all the muscles that shouldn't be shortened. You know, so then when we stand up, we wonder why we can't extend our body and get straight, because every muscle that would do that has been shortened over periods of time.
Hmm. Or you get up and you go, oi, that didn't hurt yesterday.
Yeah. then that's when the sound effects start. That's right.
Yes. and as you get older, it doesn't get any better, let's be honest about it.
Well, that's when we notice it. We're fine in our 20s and our 30s, and everybody thinks they're going to be invincible. But then that one day, things start to click.
Mm-hmm. And you still think, and I put this blame on men, but women are just as guilty of this. You get into your 40s and maybe even your 50s, and you're thinking, oh, well, I can still do that. No, you can't. You know?
That's right. That's right.
That's amazing. Have you had any interesting cases lately?
We've had a lot of interesting cases lately. You know, I'm always amazed at how, you know, we had a guy recently who, an older guy, you know, in his late 70s, and he had severe sciatic pain for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a pretty common one, but I bring it up just because it's somebody who's had problems for 30, 40 years, and now they're in their late 70s. And it's been progressively getting worse. And, you know, he had all the MRIs and all the X-rays and CTs. Everything showed that, you know, there's stenosis in his spine. There's severe disc herniations in his spine, all this stuff. And, you know, he has been resisting surgery. He hadn't had surgery yet, luckily. And, you know, he started care with us. And it took about two adjustments. And, you know, he still has some soreness in his back. But the leg pain is gone.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
It's not burning under his foot anymore. And, you know, even the soreness is starting to go away. He's a very active person, lots of hobbies, likes to do a lot of things. And it's just neat to see somebody who was resisting that, you know, going under the knife. And it's not to be disparaging towards surgery. Surgery is sometimes necessary. But
yeah,
it's nice if he can stay away.
And
I think the neat thing is for somebody, you know, pushing 80 with this pain all these years, goes away in such a short span of time with all this documented evidence showing how bad it is.
It's amazing. And a matter of fact, I shared this with the doctor that I had on just before we did our interview. And, you know, I told him, I said, it's been, I can't believe it's been 19 years. Yeah, it was like 1999, 2000, you know, when because I have the two herniated discs. And, you know, they told me surgery immediately. It's like, got to, you know, do a surgery. And I went, take your knife and go to the other room because I ain't doing
right,
this,
right.
You know. not just immediately. I got to try some other things. And I did try the traditional chiropractic, which, you know, it sort of worked a little bit. But to go twice a month for the rest of my life just didn't seem like a good option. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then,
yeah,
of course, I discovered you. Which was absolutely phenomenal because I now see you about every 8 weeks, maybe every 12 weeks, just to kind of, and sometimes you just sent me home. I mean, you just say,
right,
you're okay, go home now.
Right.
And that's great to know that I'm still, you know, on track. But your type of chiropractic was just so different. And I don't think a lot of people, I want you to explain it every time we talk, because I think it's important for people to understand it's not traditional chiropractic. I'm not knocking traditional chiropractic. I'm sure it works beautifully for some people. But there are options, and you're it.
Yeah, and, you know, along the lines of your first point, as you know, the sending you home when you're not out of alignment, you know, we had a new kid this morning that came in, and it was so... It breaks my heart because he's having, you know, several issues, nothing too severe, but he's only 18 years old.
Aww.
And he takes a bus in from Davis, where he goes to school, and it took him a few hours to get out here with all the bus stops and everything else. It was his entire day.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a new patient. We'd never adjusted him before. But he came in, we checked him, and there was no misalignment. You know, there's nothing there. So we had to tell him, he had to turn around and go home. There's nothing we can do for you. And, you know, he had some TMJ problems in his jaw, mm-hmm, and which can have multiple causes, and we help that all the time. That's a very common thing that we take care of. But sometimes it's from something different. You know, sometimes it's not from the upper cervical region. So we have to figure something else out for him. But the point is that we have a way to tell, and we measure, and we only take care of somebody when they need it. And so that I think, is one thing that sets us apart from regular chiropractic and many other aspects of healthcare, in that, you know, it's like, well, you have this pain, take this pill. We don't know where it's going or why you're taking it, but take it just in case because you have this pain.
Yep.
And same thing with most other non-traditional forms of healthcare. You know, we're not chasing pain around. We're finding a problem and fixing it.
I think it's funny when you're talking about the pills, because all of us, you know, as we get older, we're taking, you know, at least a couple, maybe three different pills, and it's like you're just hoping each one knows where it's supposed to go.
Yeah, right. Right, that's right.
But, you know, explain to them how you are different than a traditional chiropractor.
So in quite a few ways, from a patient's perspective, the difference is that you barely feel the adjustment. And we don't do this to be gentle. We do this because we're trying to be precise. And so with that precision, we can only induce very small amounts of force. And so we don't want to shotgun this force in. We want to really control it so the patient feels next to nothing. And the adjustment itself is given up at the very top of the neck, and the patient lies on their side with a light pressure at the top of their neck. And, again, very, very uneventful. But the nice thing about it is the results are amazing, and
mm-hmm,
people get obviously tremendous results, and they get them not even believing we did anything, which is an amazing thing as well. There's no sugar pill here whatsoever, no placebo. So that's really a great thing. And the whole idea is that if your head isn't centering on top of your body, then your body will compensate, and it's going to compensate in a number of ways, but the pelvis will twist, things will start to shift and move, and it, once we make our correction, all that twisting of the spine goes away because we're getting to the source of why it's happening. And that affects so many pain syndromes, so many issues.
And you don't deal at all with the lower back.
We don't touch the lower back, but yet 80% of our patients come in with low back pain or sciatica.
And but it's all done with the atlas area. Like you
exactly.
said, what if that's aligned, then everything else gets aligned?
Exactly.
So it is amazing. And trust me, folks, I was one of those doubters, you know, when I went in and you did the first treatment. And I sat up and I said, well, when are you going to do the treatment? You're done. And I'm going, what? It doesn't make any sense. Because I was used to the, you know, the popping and the cracking. And I'm not, again, I'm not knocking it, but it wasn't right for me because I felt one of these times is not going to go back again.
That
kind of, that scared me. It really did.
Yeah.
So give me another case. Give me some other things that you've done.
Well, let's talk about somebody we did help with TMJ.
Oh, okay.
So we did have a woman who came in about a month ago. And, again, chronic TMJ problem, which is a common problem for a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
And she'd had splints, you know, dental splints, and she'd had her teeth filed down.
Oh, my.
You know, quite a few things that they had done to try to help this thing.
Uh-huh.
And nothing was working, just progressively getting worse. And, you know, there's a correlation when she was under stress, it would be that much more, that much more pain. And so we checked her, and she was misaligned. And TMJ can be severe because your jaw is very unstable. Every time you try to chew or open up wide, it's going to, you know, crack, pop, and be, in, you know, hurt. And, you know, you never know when it's not going to be able to be, not going to be able to close.
Oh.
It shoots pain all over the head. It can be a devastating thing. And so took x-rays, found misalignment, made our correction. It took one adjustment, and it was 80% better.
Oh,
and it's
wow.
been that way ever since. So it just, you know, again, life-changing things and, you know, other things clear up as well. You know, her digestion got better. She felt just better, have more energy. And that's a very common side effect for a lot of people just because your body's not moving in a better way.
Yeah.
And it takes less energy to walk around.
Now, you mentioned sciatica, the 78-year-old man that came into you. Explain to people what sciatica is.
Sciatica is basically, just by definition, pain shooting down the leg. And, you know, really to have true sciatica, it should go past the knee down to the foot. And so it can be caused from several causes. It can be from a nerve issue because of a disc protrusion, or it could be because of stenosis, where you have bone kind of impinging onto the spinal cord or the nerves. It could also be caused because of certain muscles that will tighten up around the nerve as it goes through the buttocks. And so, you know, with the beauty of NUCA is we're not going to try to figure out which one is the cause, because, again, MRI showed that he had a multitude of causes.
Mm.
But we're going to say, okay, well, the pelvis is twisting. Things are shifting the wrong way. Let's bring that foundation of the spine back to center again and take the pressure off all of them and then let the chips fall where they may.
Gotcha.
And take all the pressure off and the sciatica goes away.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Any other cases? Because I've mentioned, have you had any lately with fibromyalgia? Because everybody says there's nothing you can do about fibromyalgia, but maybe just reduce the pain somewhat.
By far the most difficult thing, no doubt. Fibromyalgia is a tough one. And we have people with fibromyalgia all the time. The majority respond well, not everybody. Some people, it's just coming from other sources, and they don't really know why it happens. But the majority of people that we have with fibromyalgia respond really well. That's such a tough thing to live with because you don't have any, there's no rhyme or reason.
Mm-hmm.
There's no prediction as to where the pain's going to go or, you know, why is it certain spots the person can't sleep. You know, so it's a terrible thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we've had plenty of people that have had that have done very, very well.
Amazing. Now, of course, you know me. I'm always going to ask for my listeners to have something special at your office. So what are we going to do for them this time?
So if they call and they mention Pop-Off, the entire first day is no charge, exam and x-rays.
Wow. And that comes to a pretty hefty little amount, doesn't it?
Yeah, 370-something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Amazing. So, oh, that's fantastic. Folks, I'm telling you, take advantage. If you have any kind of problems like this, take advantage of it. And everybody thinks, like, young people don't have problems. They have just as many problems as older people, right?
Everybody should be checked. Yeah, there's no reason. Most people that are older that have problems started when they were younger. And again, the beauty of this is we can ferret this stuff out. We can see if a person actually does have an issue that is fixable.
And the other thing too, it can be from something from a very long time ago that you don't even remember anymore.
Oh, yeah. In fact, the majority of our people, when we question them, you know, there's always a thing they can remember when they were 10, you know, falling off a jungle gym or whatever, falling skating or something or other. But there's things that happen when we're early, you know, young, that start this ball rolling. Very common.
Yeah. Now you got me thinking, because I was thinking back to, oh, gosh, I must have been four or five years old, and I was carrying a box down a very big, long stairway. You know, it was like the old homes back in the Chicago area. And I went down on my stomach all the way down the stairs with the box. Of course, I saved the box, but, you know, I wasn't in such good shape when I got done.
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, stuff like that can follow you the rest of your life, and you don't even know it until it, all of a sudden it starts really popping up, and no pun intended there.
Right.
But it can be pretty nasty.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, you know, when we take our x-rays, people will, you know, variably ask, you know, so do you think that this accident or that accident is the cause of this? And you know, the answer is that it's all the accidents. Everything you've done throughout your life is where you're at right now. And they've all shifted it, changed it, moved it to different directions, and this is where you are, and your body's accommodating for that at this point.
Yep, because I remember growing up, now you're younger, much younger than I am, but I remember growing up, we didn't have seat belts in the car.
Yeah, I know. I've heard the stories.
Yes. So when Dad would hit the brake, so would you go flying.
Right.
You know, bang your head on the window, bang your head on the stuff in the front, whatever it happens to
right.
be. Eh, you know, then you go, oh, ouch, it's okay now.
Yeah.
So, it's amazing what we go through. And the body is a remarkable thing, period. What it handles, what we put it through in our lifetime is amazing, isn't it?
Oh, sure. It's amazing that people don't have more problems than they do. I mean, it really is. And we are very resilient. And that's one reason why we have these traumas that we may not feel a whole lot early on, especially if we're young. But your body accommodates, your body heals. That's what it's supposed to do. But when you have enough tissue damage build up over time, your body has a more difficult time healing and accommodating. And then one day you get the straw that breaks the camel's back, and that's when you start to feel pain.
You betcha. Now, tell them where you're located.
We're at 900 Fulton Avenue in Sacramento.
And that's the corner of Fulton and Northrop.
Fulton and Northrop.
Trust me, people say, well, you know, we're in Auburn or we're in Placerville or we're in Grasp. You have people coming from a lot farther than that.
We got people coming from Hawaii. We have people coming from everywhere. So, yeah, it's definitely all over the area, all over the valley, up to the Oregon border on a regular basis, and people even out of state.
And they're not, I don't know, are there any other Nuka chiropractors close by? I don't think so.
Well, not to my certification level, though.
That's important too, folks.
Yes.
You got to have somebody who really knows what the heck they're doing.
Yeah.
So again, give them the phone number.
916-973-0623.
And when you call that number, probably Claudine will answer and just tell her, you know, pop or pop off, either one. And that's like over $370 free. The first day is free to come in and get the tests and you know, they can do the measurements and figure out exactly what you need, if you need. And that's the thing that I want to commend you. I know, like you, that one young man, you told him there's nothing you can do. And I don't know many doctors that will turn a young man away. They'll find something to do with him, you know.
Right.
And I you know, I commend you and your office and your ethics for doing that. So
thank you.
Well, you're a good person, or else I wouldn't be having you on the show. Trust me.
That's right.
You're the best. And I thank you so much, as always, Dr. Irwin. Keep up the good work, because you're helping a lot of folks.
Thanks, Mary Jane.
You betcha. Talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Talk soon.
Dr. Don Irwin, Nuka chiropractor, I'm telling you, it can make a difference in your life, a big difference in your life. It did mine. And Rick, my husband, also goes to Dr. Irwin because he had sciatica, and it's keeping that away from him. So anyway, thank you so much for being with us on the Pop Off Radio Show. And again, 916-973-0623, that's Dr. Irwin's office, corner of Fulton and Northrop, but mention Pop-Off so you can get that special. In the meantime, live simply, laugh off, and love deeply. And above all else, you dare to dream. Talk with you next time on Pop-Off.
You're making me dizzy. First time that I saw you.